He just disappeared? At first, yes. It took investigators nearly 10 years to find him again, but we're pretty sure they did. Our operatives tracked him down finally to the Moroccan seaport of Agadir. He had given up his medical status and was working under the name of Yves Vauch as the manager of the city's fish market. They had been watching him for several weeks, photographing him, making comparisons with photographic evidence already possessed, before deciding to move in. And suddenly everything started falling into place for Enzo. He said, "On the night of February 29th, 1960, right?" Cohen blinked beady, suspicious eyes at him. "How do you know that?" "I'll tell you in a moment, Monsieur Cohen. What happened that night?" "Well, I'm assuming you're aware that an earthquake destroyed most of the town."
"Yes."
"All three operatives died in the quake. Missing, presumed dead."
"And Fleischer?"
"As far as we knew, he also was killed. His apartment block in the old Casbah was completely destroyed. There were no survivors from that building."
"So you start looking for him?"
"We would have pursued him all the way to hell and back, Monsieur MacLeod. But death robbed us of that option. Case closed."
"Until Adam Killian contacted you."
"Well, he didn't come to us with any fresh information, if that's what you mean. But he did arouse our interest, yes."
"What did he see?"
"When he first wrote, he was just looking for information about Fleischer. He didn't say why. I sent him the standard background that we put out to the press when we believed he was still alive. We had several exchanges then, before he telephoned me at the center one day asking if he could meet me here in Paris."
"Why did he want to meet you?"
"Because, as with you, monsieur, there was a limit to how much I was prepared to give out by mail or by telephone."
He drained his glass.
"I could do with another of these."
This audiobook is continued on Disc 7.